On the second day of Christmas. All right, let me quit. I can't sing, and I rock with y'all too heavy to put y'all through me trying to sing. All right. It's your boy Animal Brown checking in. 12 days of Christmas, man. Day two. All right. We just getting warmed up. Today, it is me and Spike Lou. We are reviewing the Jim Jones Wasted Talent. All right. We told y'all, man, we're going to be doing random albums that dropped throughout 2018. It may have came out last week. It may have came out 7 months ago. You never know which album we are going to review. All right. Today is Jimmy. Tomorrow, who knows what the hell it is. But stay tuned. Do us a favor, man. If you feeling this, what we got going on, go to iTunes. Leave a comment. All right. It's important. Them 5 stars do wonders for getting us looks out here in these streets. All right. So we appreciate you in advance for doing that. And let us know what you thought about this album on our Instagram or Twitter page or Facebook group. All right? It's that simple. Now, let's get to Jimmy, man. Y'all enjoy. All right, man. 12 days of Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
Brought to you by Realville Media Group. I am, of course, Animal Brown, Animal_Brown, if you're looking for me on social media.
You sure you're not the Grinch?
Absolutely not.
I am Spike Lou on Instagram and the Twitters.
Absolutely, man. We got another album review this go-round. We're taking it back to April, April 13th of this year to be exact. We're talking Jim Jones.
Jimmy.
Wasted Talent. All right.
Was that the name of the album, or are you saying that?
That was the name of the album.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what Jimmy was implying with the title. Was he talking about himself? Hmm. Was he talking about his members, his crew members? Maybe Jewels, maybe? I don't know. Who knows? But this is Jimmy's 6th solo album. His previous album was The Kitchen.
What's that?
Let me know if you remember The Kitchen when that came out.
It was all right, though. I remember The Kitchen.
Fuck out of here.
I remember The Kitchen.
There's no way you remember The Kitchen.
I remember nights. I couldn't remember nights.
So let's get straight to it, man. What were your expectations for this Wasted Talent album?
Remembering The Kitchen.
Stop.
You know, I'm a big Jim Jones fan. I think that Jim Jones has one of the most, it's a sneaky good catalog as far as when you, especially when you compare it to the rest of the Dipset artists. I liked Hustler's Pony, Product of My Environment. I liked Harlem, Diary of a Summer. Hell, I even liked the first album, On My Way to Church. I think that those three albums were above average, to say the least, especially coming from a guy like Jim Jones, who didn't have the background. It's like a lyrical.
He's really not a rapper.
Yeah, he really ain't a guy that you turn to be like, man, I want Jimmy to break this down for me. But Jimmy has a way of breaking it down for you. Summer in Miami, I would jump out to me as one of the biggest singles that he had, and it was like, it was a Jim Jones song. Like, there's not too many people that could have did it Jim Jones way in the whole little rock vamp life type thing. So my expectation going into this, him being with Rock Nation, as he would be able to find good music partners, be able to find good beats, get in his bag, because obviously he knows how to make a good album from the ones that I just said before. So I had an unusually high expectation. I guess I would call myself a Jim Jones fan.
Okay.
Especially that Diplomatic Immunity time. Like, I feel like that's a classic double disc. So I expect a lot out of Jim Jones, especially where he's at in his current situation.
That's amazing.
That's a fact.
Expectations for me were the lowest of the low.
You hate Jim Jones.
Nah, Jim Jones is cool, but
you hate Jim Jones.
Dipset is light years past their prime. It's 2018. Think of when that double disc came out. Was that 04? 03?
It might have been 05.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah,
we didn't even have HD.
Yeah.
Like, bro, like, it's been a long
time. Clothes were baggy.
Clothes were baggy as fuck.
Jersey went to the floor. Niggas was wearing bandanas and hats.
Dude, so.
It was crazy out here.
Jewels has been missing. This is the scene leading up to this album. Jewels was on milk cartons. Cam was trying his best to stay active, but them pink Reeboks and them weak ass albums, like that.
The flea box. Don't do the flea box any kind of way.
Them flea box is garbage.
The program wasn't that bad though. Don't do that.
Man, that shit was whack.
Nah,
dude.
Don't do the program like that. He had some banging songs on though.
The program
still
was mediocre.
Dissing Jay.
Still dissing Jay 15 years and $800 million after the fact. He's still trying to dish Jay. Jimmy's been off my radar for a couple years. I'm not going to lie. I fucked with the first album heavy, though.
On My Way to Church.
On My Way to Church was banging, and and that's his least lyrical. I really barely know how to rap Eazy-E. Like, they're probably telling him how to rap in the booth.
Yeah.
album, but I thought it was the most authentic, and I like when it's kind of got like an underground sound, like kind of reminded me of Pastor Troy first album, like it's just rough around the edges, and I like that album the best. The two follow ups were okay.
Okay,
he had a couple joints on both of those.
At Harlem Diary of a Summer,
that's okay. Man, that let's not gas banging. It. He's got some heat on there.
That shit banging.
But I will say this: Jimmy is doing his thing on here. Like he's not on here with no Metro Boomin knockoff beats, and he's not rapping like the Migos and shit. He's staying true to himself, which is leading me to my initial thoughts on the album. This is the best Dipset project by any member in like a decade at least. Like whenever Purple Haze came out, this is the best project since then. What was this, that, like 04? 05?
That might have been 05.
This is the best project since Purple Haze.
Well, this is on Vamp Life. That's what record label this is on. First of all,
that Vamp Life.
I mean, that
shit.
I ain't really mad at that claim. I ain't gonna lie to you. This might be the best Dipset oriented project since then. Hell, we haven't had that many, and most of them have been from Jim Jones
or Cam.
You know what I'm saying? And I just feel like Cam is a little lazy behind the booth in the booth now, and Jim Jones. I feel like this is a good time for him in his rap career, ironically being older, because he could take it a little bit more serious. I could just show up and be Jim Jones, be Cam'ron's partner, be the muscle of Dipset. People going to give me the respect in which I need to make an album, but now it ain't necessarily the same thing. Not to say any of his respect is gone, but just he can take being a rapper a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why I had my expectations there, because he was always able to put a good album together. I thought that he would go into this maybe mining his craft a little more than he did once I got out of there.
Think about when we went to Revolt.
Okay.
In Miami. Mm-hmm. Was it first year?
Second
year.
No.
Jim Jones was playing the lobby at Fountain Blue.
Strong.
Like he didn't have a care in the world.
He was playing the lobby strong.
Taking pictures, hollering at people. Called. It was like he was doing a shift. Ooh. 9 to 5 in the lobby at Fountain Blue. He had no studio to be in. No
Vamp Life Records had him out though.
Vamp, there was no Vamp Life pop-up shop he had to be at. None of that. So I'm like, oh, okay, he's out of here on this music shit. Like he's gone. But I listen, man. My initial thoughts listening to this shit, man, this shit was fire. I'm not gonna lie, this album's fire, dude. Like Jim Jones is not gonna bar you up.
No.
We understand that. He doesn't have to. I'm looking at the production. The production was superb.
Yeah.
Heatmakers got about 4, 5, 6 tracks on here. They didn't sound dated, which is what I was afraid of. Mm-hmm. So Heatmakers still got it. This shit, if I had to go to my highlights, the Bronx Tale theme is super dope. That's a classic movie.
One of my favorite.
The production is amazing, and some of the songs that I like, even though we joked on this song when we first
Chicken Fried Rice. Chicken Fried Rice?
We played it on our show when it was his lead single on deck, and we was
Chicken
like, this nigga got a song called Chicken Fried Rice to lead off his album, and I'm not going to lie, it's grown on me to be one of my favorite songs on here. Got to play with the game with YF and Lucci. He bodied the hook, and of course, the standout is Dustin Powder with Jada Kiss. That's
bang.
Good old New
that's
York,
York shit right
grimy
there.
Heatmakers, classic Heatmakers, classic Jada.
Talking to a nigga that only sold dust and powder. Fuck a bitch, use it for a crib just to shower. Was just in Diddy crib and I party with Puff for hours. Till the light came up, who said this life ain't us? Still full to the block and the drop, tear a dice game up. Still shed a tear when I bring light name up. Light up, bitch, I've been poverty stricken through the pain. My heart took a whipping. Buy rollies and wind them up and they still don't start ticking. Tick, tick, tick. I'm the bomb like something under the car tick. Jeans out of Neiman's, facts. Coats out of Saks. Hood nigga, still could turn coke in the crack.
That shit is fire. So it's a lot of highlights on this album, man. What stood out to you on here?
What stood out to me was Jim Jones staying in that bag, the slow, soulful, sped up. Like, that's the Dipset bag, and he ain't trying to get too far away from that, and I liked it. I really appreciated that. Jim Jones is a perspective rapper. Like you said, he ain't going to bar you to death, but you want to tune into Jim Jones and see, hey, what's Jimmy's take on this? I would assimilate it to someone like a Bootsy, someone like a Jeezy, and on the high end like a Scarface. Like I would the
authenticity.
Yeah, just authenticity, and even just their perspective and how they approach stuff differently. Like Jim Jones give you a different point of view from a rapper, especially one being from New York. You're used to the flashy Cameron type style. And not to say that Jim Jones doesn't do that, but there's a certain type of grit with it.
Yeah,
when Jim Jones talking. There's a certain type of, yeah, you can do this and you can live this type of lifestyle, but there's also these bad things that come with it. And Jim Jones never fails to put the bad stuff out there. He had a songs about when he's, you know, cheating with his girl on Hustlers Pwn Me. And even on here, like the song you said with YFN, Gotta Play the Game, or Living My Best Life before Lil Duval was. True. The song Adidas with Ball Greasy. I feel like those are songs where Jim Jones ain't necessarily going A bar, B bar, C bar, 16 bar you to death, but he's going to give you a perspective that you're not going to get anywhere else, especially over these beats and coming from a guy from Harlem at his age. And that's what I enjoy about the album most, the perspective of Jim Jones, what he has to say about it.
Ain't no sleep for the weary, not a G to compare me, keeping haters around me, you can't even get near me. Spent nights in a bando, I would sleep with my jury, had to start facing trial, had to start picking juries, so I know all about. Being broke with your last, got a pawn on the jury, buying that coke with your last, wishes won't last forever, but we know it won't last. Me and the bros gonna ride, even though we gon' crash.
Going back to the times when rappers were delivering the news of what was going on, like he'll say some stuff here that I feel like that happens in Harlem, and niggas from Harlem know specifically about, and what he talking about when he mentions these certain situations. That's what I appreciate so much about Jim Jones.
Yeah, and Jim has a knack of finding features from people that you may not be familiar with or may not be out here that end up bodying it, specifically the R&B joints. Yeah. Can't Play the Game?
Yeah,
I believe that's what it's called.
You know what? That's kind of what let me down.
With the album, though.
Like I feel like
Gotta be real. I'm
gotta
sorry.
Be real. With Roc Nation, go in and call in the orders and make this like a heavyweight album.
Nah, I ain't got the budget for that. No, not for this album. No, not for Jim Jones' sixth album.
If it ain't this one, it ain't never gonna be that.
And his album before this was The Kitchen. No, he had a couple videos. He had some nice videos.
He did. I just would like Jim Jones to be on the track with other people besides, like, who you're about to name. And not taking anything away from them, just something more marketable for Jimmy.
Yeah, but that's what he's good at. It's some of the better songs on that Hustler's Pwn, and they're from people that are singing the hook I've never heard
of.
That
is a fact. That's a fact.
So, like, and I think even back in the day, No Limit had that really good. They could throw a no-name singer on there that would body that shit, and you save bread. I don't need to go get Janae Aiko if I'm Jim Jones.
When I can get Sons of Funk?
When I can get Alexa on Got to Be Real. Like, she's doing her best.
Alexa sang the hook.
Yeah. She's doing her best Janae Aiko impersonation, and she killed it. So, like, he's always had a knack for that. He even got the little song with Eric Bellinger, and I know he's a little bit of a name, but he's not a household name. He's not the first person you go and get when you need an R&B male on your hook.
True.
But he did it on the Living My Best Life pre Lil Duval, and it worked. So Jim Jones still has a knack to make songs, and I'm glad to see that. I ain't gonna lie, because I like Jim. I like his attitude. I like what he brings to the game. Like you said, it's a good mix of some fly shit, but then the kind of the rough shit. You take it back. He used to be the nigga with the braids, kind of undone, but he'd be sauced up with the shades, and then, you know what I'm saying, that with the Harlem swag. And that was a nice little dichotomy, man, of the two. Lowlights, though. What didn't work for me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not 100% sure what the Wasted Talent title is about. I was expecting, I'm like, oh, okay, he's going to be on some retrospective shit about maybe his career, about maybe his peers, about maybe Dipset as a crew, how shit could have worked, didn't work. I really didn't get even a song about that. I think that would have been dope as fuck. And then he got a lot of his homeboys on here, man. With all due respect to Trav and Axel Leon and Ball Greasy, again, we know he's been in Miami a lot, so he linked up with Ball Greasy. The majority of those features didn't work. Head Off featuring Dirk, I thought sounded like an attempt to sound 2018 with the auto-tune hook and shit. And Jim Jones don't need a song with Lil Dirk. That makes no sense whatsoever.
My negatives were Head Off with Dirk, main first and foremost. I'm not a big Dirk fan. I just think that this was, like you said, it was a swing for the fences. Another way that I'm going to go with it, like, I feel that Jim Jones, this was kind of like he put the album together, giving me what they gave him. Hey, we're going to give you a Roc Nation signing, and you'll be like a fifth or sixth line artist. We'll get to you when we get a chance. If there were money poured into this, I feel like this could have been a really good album. If you replace some of these people with bigger name features, I feel like Jim Jones plays off the big names well, and it makes him bring an even higher attempt to the door. Puts him on his A game. Like when he take, for instance, when you pair it with Trey Songz on Summer to Miami, that's some of Jim Jones' best work. So if I'm going to look at this, and it's like the chick. And this,
Alexa?
Yeah, Alexa.
She beat up on Alexa. She killed that hook,
and
dude.
She did, but I would just like some. And this, it really won't make much more of a difference other than it being a bigger name. But like maybe an Erykah Badu or a Jill Scott, or you throw a Fabulous on this album. I feel like that these are people that Jim Jones has access to, and it's going to make some more people pay attention just because artists that they're more familiar with are on the album.
That's one thing I'll say.
Yeah.
The features will draw people in, and more people will probably be talking about this album.
Then you kind of get it.
That's true.
Yeah, so I feel like that's where they drop the ball. I think that's what you go to Roc Nation for, to be able to do something like this. Like, I can do this on my own. Out a Koch record thing. So good effort. I like it. I just feel like more eyes could have been on it. I liked more of the album than I didn't like about the album, like I said, especially the song with your boy from Lil Durk. I'm out of there.
Yeah,
on that
ain't
so.
Shit right there.
But overall,
the Adidas song's some slaw too.
I like that. I like that Adidas song.
That's trash.
I fuck with Ball Greasy though. Ball Greasy be ripping it.
I fuck with Ball Greasy too. I was on him back in the day. But
you were on Ball.
Tough. Oh, he had a little hit back in the day, about 08, 07.
He
I remember him.
Pumping down a Revolt one time. We was in the, not to be confused with Yellow Beezy. Yellow Beezy be ripping it too, though. Don't do Yellow Beezy like it.
We not finna just
don't do Yellow Beezy like it.
Yellow Beezy cool.
He be ripping it.
This was a. I was so surprised by this album. I was expecting this shit to be some slaw. So for my rating, I got to give it 3.5 reels. Dope. I would absolutely recommend this. If you maybe got lost in the sauce this year and this was one of those albums that kind of fell through the cracks, I highly recommend you double back, especially if you're a Dipset fan from back in the day like I was. This is age-appropriate music for Jim Jones.
Facts.
Like this, I'm fucking with this. And I was surprised. I gave my boy Big Jeff hell because he said this was a top 10 album of the year.
Real early.
He called that dumb early, yeah. Like 40 albums ago early.
Real early. It might not make it, no.
It might not make it, but I'm not mad at the claim, though.
It's worth mentioning.
It's absolutely an honorable mention for sure. What do you rate it?
I'm going to give it 3. I'm going to say that it was definitely good, worth checking out album. I feel like that Jim Jones brought it to the door, especially with the new venture with, I keep saying, Roc Nation. Had he had the features on there, I would have gave him the dope, worth checking out. But I do think it was a really good album, a very strong effort at this stage of his career by Jim Jones.
It was an economical album, man. You need money to do the visuals. He got 2 or 3 good visuals off of this.
I seen one that looked like, man, Chrissy shot it in the boat. The one that was in the boat.
Like
they was leaving Puff House.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It
looked
like they was leaving Puff House and shit.
Well, you ain't on a boat leaving Puff House. You can have the grainy video.
See, I knew that. I kind of put 2 and 2 together. Everybody else didn't know that.
Shit. All right, man. Let us know what y'all think. You know how we get down at On Deck TV Podcast on Instagram and Twitter. Comment. Let us know what you think about this Jim Jones. Give it a rating.
Yep. Also, join us over on Facebook. We call it the Rap Chat. And over in the Rap Chat, we can give feedback and interact with the fans on each show. We're going to post those topics and the reviews of these shows there. Let us know what you think. How many reels do you give this Jim Jones wasted talent? We appreciate y'all checking us out during this 12 days of Christmas. Extra content for the On Deckers out there. We appreciate y'all. Merry Christmas.
Holla.